May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, this afternoon, I kind of focus more on response to God Almighty. We know that Jesus said yes to God the Father. We know Mary did. We know the angel Gabriel did. We know Joseph did. We know the shepherds, and right on down. And so we think to ourselves, you know, what's our response? Well, we're here tonight. And, you know, that's our response. And after singing the gradual hymn, you know, what's the gift today? Of course, Jesus Christ, but his salvation. It's a gift of love. It's a gift of commitment. It's a gift of forgiveness and acceptance. So what I'm thinking about for tonight is kind of stems from Titus. This lesson teaches us how to live and why, because of the good news. And it tells us what for God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, too. So it starts off with the grace of God has appeared. Well, the grace of God is strength, and the grace of God is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was born, we know that, incarnate, made man, coming for one reason, to bring salvation to each and every one of us, and every single person in his creation. So then it starts, the grace of God also trains us to renounce impiety and worldly passions. And that made me think of what St. Paul wrote in Philippians. It's in chapter 4. And for me, I read this a lot and think about it a lot. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, pure, lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. During Christmas season, we can be so distracted away from the peace of God, from the gift of God, from the strength of God, realizing all that he has given us. And I think that just that small section of St. Paul's letter to the Philippians refocuses us, because it teaches us to think of what is good. It gives us peace. It makes us aware of Jesus Christ. It makes us aware of his presence. And then it goes on to tell us that in this present age, we are to live lives that are what? That are self-controlled, upright, and godly. What does that remind you of? Self-control, upright, and godly. Galatians 5, that's the fruit of the Spirit. Peace, love, joy, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, patience, goodness, and self-control. All of these are what is upright. And if we are filled by God's Holy Spirit, which we are, and if we allow God's Holy Spirit to work in and through us, that's how we act, and that's how we share our Lord Jesus Christ. All the time we're living and growing in Christ, we're waiting for Jesus to come the second time, and we wait for the blessed hope, which is Christ, the glory of God, our Savior. So here it tells us, why? Because he gave himself for us. And all the people that either tried, and maybe actually some of them couldn't do what they were going to offer during the music, but a lot of people did. They offered themselves. They're willing to get up, practice, and be here, and share their faith. Everyone that played an instrument, everyone that sang, those who fixed the altar, those who ushered, those who made the computer work, the organ work, all the instruments, all the lights, everything is an offering and a prayer to God. Because Jesus has value to us in our hearts and our minds. And it made me think, I have to admit, last Sunday, I was driving to church and I thought to myself, oh my goodness, there are no cars on the road. And then I drove down a little bit further and then it made me think, oh my, there are no cars on the road. How about today? How about yesterday? It's okay if we prepare for Christmas by getting presents. It's okay if we prepare a big meal. It's okay if we decorate our homes. But it's not okay if that's all we do. Jesus has value for us because we're here worshiping together. The gift of Jesus from God Almighty, our Creator, has meaning. And that's why we're here. So what do? We wait for Jesus to come back because he's redeemed us and he's given himself for us and we offer ourselves back to him. But we allow him to purify us, to sanctify us by the Holy Spirit. And all the time being zealous, in other words, being energetic, sharing, doing. Prayer is good, but prayer without action doesn't help all the time. So Titus, this lesson teaches us how to live, how to focus back on the meaning of Christmas. Actually, the meaning of every single day that we're alive. To count our blessings. To take time to be present with God. To allow Jesus to fill us with his presence and to allow the Holy Spirit to give us peace, to give us courage, to give us comfort, and to direct us as God would want. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, as we're distracted by so many things in the world today, we ask that you help us to focus only on you, to be aware of your presence, to be aware of your gift of forgiveness, to be aware of the love, the unconditional love that you have for us, and the gift of salvation. We ask that our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our bodies can be devoted to you alone, that we can serve you and love you as you deserve and as you desire, and serve and love one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.